making the little dogs like go crazy. It's good. Like, where is that coming from? Where is it coming from?
Yeah, that ground, I don't know what's up with that. It's crazy.
Did you have any... Is there a switch on the box?
Like a ground switch?
No, not a thing like that. But the DI must have one. Right? Did he put you in the DI?
No.
But you're plugged into something.
I'm plugged into that, yeah.
Does this have a ground?
No, that's a good question. Well, it's not doing it on the clean channel.
He didn't make records with us, but he did a lot of live.
Cool.
So that was proto kind of era, and then they split off and started doing their own thing.
True. Okay. Been a while since I've seen
them. They started doing.
Oh.
They wanted to be the worst band in the world. That was their whole thing. And I was like, go for it. And they sort of are.
They sort of are.
But we had a good rivalry for a long time, and now I'm just too tired.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, we played pretty consistently for, I'm going to say, from 90 to 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
we played pretty consistently.
Just live. Like,
and he would jump in and out.
Was he doing guitar?
He did guitar. He played drums. He played bass.
Okay.
And that's the thing about the rivalry. He's such a good musician. It's just like, come on. Why wouldn't you just, why isn't it funny to him anymore? You know? But he's like, he's kind of bitter. But doesn't stop him from bootlegging all the old concerts and selling new record shows.
He does that with like Charles Manson records, though.
He's
like
living people.
Yeah, it's a
hardcore band who will kick his ass.
Like,
John Purcell.
Like 8-track and stuff. It's horrible.
John Purcell lives above my record store in Hudson.
And he's bootlegging like old music too, right?
He's from all those bands.
I was like, I'm so glad that
Purcell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's living up, he's like, damn that Malcolm. Because he sells like 15 different Wide Awake.
Amazing. Yeah, I've seen his merch at the shows before. I'm always like,
That he has no problem.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he's a great musician.
I guess it's very real for me, so I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Right, okay. Cool. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
He's a really good musician.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
I got a couple drums.
Well, I'm glad to finally play with y'all.
Yeah, we're playing at Humpy's on the 26th with drums up going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
If you're around, just talking about you just played there?
No, we were just talking about drums up going.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But like on Spotify, it'll be like, you like Bunny Grains? Maybe you would like drums with guns. It's like we veered so far away from that sound, you know? The first single does sound sort of like drums with guns and flipper.
Yeah.
And we veered so far away from that. I mean, Malcolm was like a punk bass player.
Yeah.
And he made us practice and rehearse every song over and over and over.
Yeah,
so eventually I was like, can we just make up songs and chop them into bushes?
Wow, you're
so I'm not going out there as a 50-year-old. so into
like,
music.
So she's like,
they love every music.
On
you know?
It, and she's
Corey
also
and Arjun and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the crowd,
they
get good crowds. Crowd.
The right
like, they do get, yeah, they
do.
We're also bringing the crowds over there.
I used to book at Half Moon and
she
it's
basically
and
like
it's just, there's
like
nothing
in,
left
from
there
from
anymore.
From
like,
there's
no vibe.
I've heard, I never went, but I always heard
the
things at the time.
I did a lot of I booked a lot of shows there.
That's cool.
And there's just no vibe there anymore.
It was like, weird stuff or?
I booked everything, yeah. I booked everything. I booked Black Bus, this is Brian.
Oh, nice, yeah, of course.
Brian's side project.
Lightning Bolt,
yep,
nice.
We played with Lightning Bolt
on
the bunch back in the day.
Did you really?
And I was like, I'm not going on a tour again with those guys. All those bands were like, I mean, 90s was weird. It was like, there was no model for that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like The Locust and Airbomb Radar and Lightning Bolt and... It was so funny. Now it's, I don't know,
no one else,
it's a pretty crowded field now.
Well, yeah.
For sure. SoundCloud Bandcamp made it pretty possible for anyone to
make
something.
Yeah.
It's like
kind of good and weird. Not always bad, but not always good.
I had to move from London to New York City, and I was like, okay.
We took up a lot of space in that 30 years.
Like,
we did plenty.
Maybe some gross stuff in Ridgewood, Queens. But then I went.
Wow, it's a sign.
Ghost.
You want anything?
Green.
ghost of Don Rickles dragged me here against my will, and I gladly accept.
It's gonna vary from like real low mellow stuff to really, really hot.
It was but we were doing was very, very different, so it didn't matter. They liked, they loved it, yeah, they're just like really nice people. And
right.
They were great, yeah. So Philly, yeah.
Yeah. Are you good for people that
like right, I
agree,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, you do like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really changed a lot.
Yeah. It's like now it's like down there, like, really trying to make it. I'm like,
mentioned about the experience.